This is Ted Kennedy. A new effort is underway in Congress to pass the Equal Rights Amendment. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, at the beginning of the new Congress, I reintroduced a major piece of unfinished business, ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution. Contrary to the gloom and doomers who say it has no chance, 47 senators signed on for the new fight in the very first week of the session, including 10 of your fellow Republicans, Bob. A decade ago, ERA almost made it into the Constitution, but it fell a few states short of ratification as the nation entered the Reagan era. Now we're emerging from those reactionary years, Bob, and ERA has a new head of steam. Millions of women are unfair victims of discrimination, and ERA will make a difference in their lives. So before you kowtow to the right wing and turn thumbs down this time, Bob, ask Elizabeth Dole what she thinks.
Ted, great progress has been made by American women during the past decade without the ERA. All across the country, the climate is changing for women. Laws are being rewritten to make them gender neutral. Women are making great strides in business, industry, and government, from the boardroom to the halls of Congress. Some of them are even in President Reagan's cabinet. There's still plenty more to do, but it does show that the strong impetus behind the ERA has been channeled into new ways of winning the battle for equality. I voted for ERA, Ted, but when year after year passed with the amendment stalled going nowhere, I found other ways to break down barriers, such as making the United States Code gender neutral. Maybe the ERA can get moving again, but let's not sit on our hands waiting for a constitutional amendment when there's work to be done right now. This is Senator Bob Dole. When is a zero a perfect test score? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.